Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody out there in my Blog Talk audience today. My name is Lisa, and I'm here today to talk to you about something that I feel is very important to discuss. Okay? So, yes, people. Hello. Hello, ladies. Yes, whoever's there out there listening. I'm just having problems with my internet right now. It's just going in and out of so much things that's happening. Give me one moment here. But I think we're okay now to start the show. Okay, like I say, I'm having problems today with my internet, with all kind of things, but I'm here. The title of this broadcast today is Love Yourself, Ladies, and Your Creator. We need to learn how to love ourselves and our Creator. That's the most important thing that we need to learn how to do today. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that today, and we're going to discuss that, and we're going to go through some Bible verses in the Bible to get a more clear understanding of what the women in the Bible went through and what you have to do to actually love yourself and what's going on with all the women today that, you know, don't know how to love themselves, okay? I'm going to go into some deeper details about my own personal life, how I went through a lot of things, you know, through my marriages, through, you know, dating and going out with men. And, you know, I went through a lot of things. And, you know, I have learned now over the years now, you know, I was just actually laying in the bed the other day. I think it was yesterday. No, this morning. It was yesterday, right? It was yesterday. I was just laying in the bed, relaxing, like praying, right? And I just began to think, you know, my name is Elishaba. The guest call-in number for anyone want to call in is 319-527-6060, okay? Any ladies that would like to call in, please feel free to talk to me about loving yourself and loving your God or your Creator, okay? These are the most two important things, women, when it comes to us. Loving ourselves and loving our God. These are the most important things in our life that we can ever do, because until you love yourself, you can't love your God, you can't love your children, you can't love no man, you can't love no one. The key to life is loving yourself. Loving yourself, okay? And like I say, I've been through a lot of issues and a lot of situations and a lot of problems with, you know, I've been married two times, you know, and I've been married twice, and both just went through a lot of changes and a lot of problems and a lot of stuff in my marriages that I was not happy. And I don't have a few boyfriends and all that stuff, right? So I was laying in my bed yesterday, right? And it just came to me, like, what is wrong with me, or what is wrong with everybody else, you know? And it just came to me. It was like, you know, it came to me like, no one never loved me. No one never, ever loved me. Out of all those relationships I had, out of both of those marriages I had, okay, no one never, ever loved me. No one. Okay, that was my conclusion when I began to evaluate myself and I began to look at my life. I'm like, my God, I was thinking all these years that someone really was loving me, like that my husband was loving me. And if I really look at it, no one loved me. No one loved me but my God. But my God. That was my conclusion. The only ever felt was from him. It was from no one else in this earth. When I say that, ladies, I say that with all seriousness, with all sincereness, There was not a man on this earth that I can see now that I loved. Okay? So this is why I made this broadcast, to talk about loving yourself. Loving yourself. Love yourself, ladies, and your creator. Okay? We have some scriptures we're going to go through right now. Okay? We have some scriptures. I'm just beginning now to understand. In order for me to find my true, find my true self, to find out what it is that I need to be doing in this life, why did God create me? Why did God put me here? What is it that I really need to be doing with my life? I must learn to love myself, because loving myself is going to open up my life so I can understand exactly why was I created and I'm here, and what is it that I need to be doing. And I know a lot of us ladies and women, we always think that loving a man is the most important thing that we need to do. And that's not true. And that's not true. That's not true. Like I said, I don't have several boyfriends and all of that. And I never felt no real, real true love from them. Okay, they can say they love you. They can love you. They can act like they love you. But when you really, really women sit down and think about it, some of you single women, we have a lot of single women today in the world. We have a lot of single women today in this world. A lot of women. I mean, I'd be looking at YouTube videos and where women say they 20 and 30, 40 years old, they can't find no man. You know, they going to the clubs looking for men. They can't find no men there. Won't no man approach them. Won't no man say nothing to them. Won't no man hit on them. You know, they just be at the club standing by the wall by themselves. Won't nobody dance with them. These women, these single women are looking for love. They looking for love. They're looking for someone to share their life with. They're looking for someone to be with. They're looking for someone to make them feel good and make them feel happy and all of those things. That's what you're looking for, lady. This is exactly what you're looking for, ladies. You're looking for that man that's going to, you know, the knight in the shiny armor, just going to pick you up and, you know, give you all his love and all his goo-goo wonderful feeling and make you feel so good that you never been born again. I never had a man to make me feel like that. So I put myself in the category right now as one of the ladies right now, the single women in the world that's going out to different places and getting themselves dressed up with their weaves and, you know, their stilettos on and their mini dresses and they high heels and their booty shots and whatever it is that you ladies feel like you got to do to get a man to look at you first and to be attracted to you and not possibly end up in a relationship with you. Okay, I put myself in y'all category right now because I've been there, and I understand exactly what you're going through. I understand exactly what you're feeling. I understand exactly what you are trying to do when it comes to a man. When it comes to a man, this is our biggest problems, women, is that we want a man. We want a man. Accept us. We want a man to, you know, honor us and respect us and love us and all those good things. But you know what? They just cannot do it. They just cannot do it. I'm speaking for the ones that's in relationships. I'm speaking for the ones that's in marriages. And I'm speaking for the ones that's single. The men just cannot bring it to the table. They cannot. One, the men of this life do not know how. They don't know how to respect the woman. They don't know how to love a woman. They don't know how to accept the woman. They don't know how to do anything with the woman. They can't even have no good sex with you, ladies. I mean, I know y'all don't experience it just like I have, you know, having sex with a man and not getting satisfied and not getting pleased. He getting his and you not getting yours. You know, I experienced that. So many millions of women have experienced that. Because, see, we need to stop looking at a man. We need to stop looking at a man to please us and make us feel good and make us feel happy, because it's not going to happen. We must make ourselves feel good. And I'm not talking about no masturbation. Please don't masturbate, because it's against the God, our Creator, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible. It's against him for us to masturbate and play with ourselves. Please don't do that. And I hear a lot of you ladies talking, well, what else am I going to do? What else am I going to do if I don't got no man to please me? I ain't got no man to have sex with me. I ain't got no man in no relationship with me. What else am I going to do? Just lay up in the bed and be horny and I can't get nothing out? Well, yes, that's exactly what you're going to do. You ain't going to put your finger down there. You ain't going to put no vibrator down there. You're not going to put nothing down there, okay? Actually going to right now, we getting ready to go into a cleansing. We getting ready to go in a self-cleansing, a self-discovery, a self-awareness of who we are, what we are, why is we here, and what do we need to do, ladies. So not to masturbate. We're going to begin to love our own self. We're going to begin to love our own self, okay? We're going to just cleanse ourselves from all the negative relationships we had, the negative marriages, the bad boyfriends that beat on us, and the bad boyfriends that called us all kind of names, the bad boyfriends that disrespected us and made us feel like we wasn't nobody and we was nothing. We just cleanse ourselves from all of that today. As we the scriptures, you're going to see and understand exactly what I am saying to you today, ladies. It's time for us to cleanse our mind. It's time for us to cleanse our heart. It's time for us to cleanse our soul. It's time for us to cleanse our body. It's time for us to cleanse everything, because guess what? The men cannot do it for us. They cannot give us what we are looking for. They cannot give us what we need. They cannot. They cannot, ladies. Take it from me. I have a lot to experience with men. I know what I'm talking about. They cannot do it, ladies. They cannot do it. Number one, they don't know how. Number two, they don't want to do it. Number three, you're not important to the man. You're not important to them. The only thing important to them is their own self. They're very self-centered. They're always thinking about themselves, what they want to do, how they want to do it, and how they got to do it. You are not important to the man. And that's why men today don't even pay women no attention. Why? Because you're not important to them. They got their mind on something else and doing something else. You got to love yourself, and yourself is your conscience. Yourself is your soul. We got to dig deep within us and heal our own selves, ladies. We got to heal now. We got to heal. We got to stop, you know, wanting validation and affirmations from a man to make us feel like we somebody. To make us feel like we somebody. And that's why I pulled all the weeds on my makeup off. I took all this stuff off, the stilettos and the mini skirts and all of that stuff. I changed my whole personality. I changed the way I dress. I changed the way I think. I changed the way I look. I changed the way I eat. Okay, all of that. I changed it because this is the only way I can find Elisha Buck. This is the only way I can find me. I'm not looking for them men no more. I did all of that stuff. I don't look for them. I don't try it at them. I don't went after them. I don't gave them money. I don't gave them a car. I don't gave them a house. I don't did all of those things. And none of those things work, women. None of those things work. Okay? None of those things work. None of those things work. So we're going to go into some scriptures right now. We're going to go into the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And this is about Adam and Eve. This is Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve was created in the garden. They was created to, well, Adam was created first, and then Eve was created after him. Think about Adam and Eve. What was the reason that God the Father created them? He created Adam and Eve to take care of the garden, to the garden, to take care of the animals, to pick all the fruit off the trees and give it to him when it was time to give it. For he created them to work for him in the garden. And they was one soul in the garden. Because you got to think about it. Adam was made first, and then he took the rib. So they was one soul, two people with one soul in the garden. It's just like twin flames. They got a lot of twin flame things going around now on the internet and YouTube and all of that. They was twin flames in the garden because they was one soul. One soul. One conscience, which is a soul. Okay? Adam had his mind that he was going to serve God and do whatever he had to do. And Eve had her mind where she was always looking at the tree and always trying to be curious whether she should take the fruit off the tree and eat it. So I'm talking about one soul, okay? They was one soul, okay? And they was immortal. Let me read the scripture, Genesis 1:27. Genesis 1:27. It says, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created him, male and female created he them. He created them in the garden, male and female, but one soul. One soul. That's what they was. One soul. Okay? Long as they was immortal, they was immortal. They was not even human. They was immortal in the garden. Loving on each other, doing whatever it is that the God the Father wanted them to do as one. As one. Okay? Loving on each other. But then when they did the sin in the garden, they lost the immortality. They lost, you know, whatever it is that they had in the garden, and they got kicked out. And when they got kicked out the garden, all hell broke loose in their life. All hell broke loose. They died miserable. Their life was miserable. All kind of stuff went on with them. But the reason I'm using Adam and Eve is just to bring forth that they knew their God, and they knew their self. Until they got kicked out of the garden. They lost that connection with God. They lost that awareness. That awareness of their self and who they was and what they had to do. Okay? So this is what's going on. This is what's going on. We keep trying to look for someone to love us and validate us and make us feel good when. Yes, Adam loved Eve. Even when he left the garden, Eve blamed herself. She said, Adam, go ahead and kill me. Because you know what? It was my fault that we got kicked out. But you know what? He said, no, Eve, I'm not going to kill you. Why? Because I love you. I love you. See, they was truly in love. They was true. Let you do that to some man today. where he ends up getting in trouble, something ends up going on in his life, he's going to blame you forever. He's going to throw that in your face forever. Oh, it was your fault. You let this happen. Even though he said he's going to forgive you, he's never going to forgive you. He's going to keep bringing it up, and he's going to keep throwing it in your face. Love yourself and love your Creator. Love yourself. Stop trying to love a man. Stop it. See, we as women, we want to give the man all that we can give them. Oh, we go all outdoors, all out of the way to try to make this man love us when this man really don't give a damn about us. He really don't give a damn about us. I'm telling you, I said, man, let me look at my life. I ain't never had a man to really love me. Never. And I even went down to when I was a child, how when I was a young girl, like when I was a little girl, I had little boyfriends. And when I was a teenager, I had boy. I went all the way down the line of my life and still couldn't come up with one man or one little boy loving me. So this is the problem, women. We got to heal ourselves. We ain't got no more time to waste in our life dressing up ourselves, going here, going there, trying to get a PhD and an education and buy us a house and buy us a big, beautiful car so some man will look at us and admire us for what we have accomplished. We don't have no more time for that. We don't have no more time for that, because all the things that a woman do, it's for a man. Everything that I ever did in my life, it was just because I wanted a man to look at me, or I wanted a man to like me, or I wanted a man to love me, or I wanted a man to accept me. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. So I'm going to turn to the next one. It's Luke 7. Luke 7. What do loving yourself mean? What do that mean to love yourself? Put yourself first. Put yourself first before anything, any man, any boy, anybody. Put yourself first. What's going to make you happy? What's going to make you feel good? Put yourself first, ladies. Put yourself first. Love on yourself. Love on yourself. Love on yourself. If you're overweight, begin to exercise. Begin to eat healthy. Begin to eat healthy. Love on yourself. Take all the weeds and all that stuff out. We are actually trying to get in touch with our own self, our very own existence, our very own soul, who we are. Nothing about no weeds. Our soul don't care nothing about no big cars and houses and all that stuff. Our soul don't care nothing about no stilettos. Our soul don't care nothing about no man unless it's our twin flame. Okay? I don't care nothing about all of that. That's why I'm telling you, we got to get in touch with our own self, our true identity, our true self, so we can love on ourselves. When we connect to our higher self and we connect to our higher being and we could connect to our higher, our God, then we can begin to understand who we are, what we, so we think we supposed to be going to college and going to school and going to work and all. No, that's not our true life. That's not our true identity. That's not our true purpose. Look at Adam and Eve. Their purpose and their identity and what they had to do was whatever it was that God put them in this earth to do, and that was to take care of his garden and give him what he wanted when he wanted it. That's what their identity was. And as long as they was doing that, as long as they was pleasing God and doing what they supposed to do in the garden, they stayed connected and understood their purpose. Their purpose was to take care of the garden. Their purpose was to please their God. That's our purpose as women. Our purpose is to take care of us. Love on ourselves. Love on our God. Love on our children. We got to love ourselves before we can even love God. We got to love ourselves, our true self, our soul, before we can even love our children. And that's why our children suffer so much. That's why our children suffer so much. You know why? Because we don't know how to love ourselves. We don't even know who we are. We don't know our identity. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing. We don't know our purpose in life. We don't even know why we was born here. We don't know nothing. We just think our life is just trying to run and chase after a man and please a man and have a man in our life and love a man and make a man feel so good. And it's not about us. It's just about a man. No, it's not women. It's about us now. It always have been about us. It always have been about us. But it's because of the childhood we live, the lifestyle we live, the parents in that raised us up, the environment that we was raised in. We never, ever got identity. I'm just now starting to get connected to my true self. And it's beautiful. And I feel so powerful. And I feel so good. And I feel so wonderful. And I feel so natural. And I feel so clean. And I feel so great, women. Let me try to get the Bible verse. Luke 7. So I am here to bring that higher frequency of power that's going to come into your life and that's going to change your whole entire world. That energy that you need to actually change yourself, to actually get connected to yourself. You know, we thinking you got to put on Louis Vuittons and we got to get some Levi's and we got to get some Jordans and we got to get this and we got to have this and we got to go to the mall. This is all the things that we've been programmed in this world to believe that we got to have in order to be somebody. No, those things don't make you anybody. Those things don't make you anybody. Actually, what they do, they actually disconnect you from your true identity and from your true self. Because guess what? You just pleasing your flesh. You just pleasing your flesh. You're not really dealing with your soul. You're not really dealing with your inner man. You're not really dealing with the one that's going to die and leave this world and live for eternity. See, Adam and Eve, they're supposed to live for eternity. Each guest call in number 527. I'm sorry, guest call in number 563-999-3052. They supposed to live for him. They supposed to live for eternity because they was a soul, one soul. One soul. God the Father breathed breath into Adam's nostril, and he became a living soul. A living soul. A soul. They was not human in the garden. They were souls. They were something that we have when we die and leave this world. That's what they was. Souls. Your soul live forever. You cannot kill your soul. Your soul will never die. And that's why the God of Israel told him, when you take of the fruit and you bite of this fruit off of this tree, you will surely die. He was telling them really what he was saying to you. Your souls is going to die. You're going to die. You're going to get kicked out of this garden and you're going to become mortal. You're going to become mortal. So it doesn't matter what you do for your body, how you make yourself feel, how you go on vacations, how you do this, how you get your big education and your CEO job. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. None of these things do nothing for your soul. And that's what I'm saying, ladies. That's why you got a lot of rich people right now. They got a whole lot of money, but they are not happy. They are not happy because their soul is not happy. See, when Adam and Eve got kicked out the garden, their soul wasn't happy anymore. And that's why their life was so miserable after they left the garden. I'm just talking right now. See, I told you, I've been having problems with my internet. They're giving me less time. But you know what? I'm just going to come back and do part two, this part one, because I want to keep talking and finishing this. So it's not about your, you know, what you buy. That's why rich people jump off buildings and they commit suicide and all kind of things they do. Why? Because money cannot make you happy. Clothes, material possessions, that is not doing anything for the soul. You cannot be happy from wearing that. Can't no man make you happy. Because he's just another tangible thing in this earth, like a house, like a car, like all that. He can't do nothing to make you happy. And that's where all the conflict come in. The relationship. You know, you got with this brother. You got with him thinking he was going to, you know, hit you up and make your life so good and make your life so comfortable and all of this. And you end up marrying him and all of that. And you see, once you was in a relationship like a year to 2 years, things start getting shaky. Things start getting nasty. Things start getting ugly. He started looking at television more than he was looking at you. He started complaining about, you know, you ain't, you know, I'm not happy with you. You know, I shouldn't have married you. I shouldn't have got with you and all that. You know, he began to change in the relationship. Usually it's the man changing before the woman. The woman is kind of like, sure, if she pick a man that she likes, she kind of showed that she want to be with that man. It's the man that start changing his mind and thinking different and start saying bad things to you and cussing you out and calling you bad words and talking about you and saying, oh, you ain't all of that. I thought you was going to be a better woman. And you know, they start complaining a lot to you. They start complaining. And we as women, we start complaining when they ain't doing what they got to do to make us happy. And again, that's what I say. Any relationship that you get in this world, you got to first make yourself happy. You got to know who you are so you can be happy going into the relationship with the man. You got to make yourself happy first. You got to know who you are and complete yourself first. And then maybe you can get in that relationship with that man or with that brother, and then things might work out good. But if you don't know yourself, woman, and you're trying to depend on a man to love you and make you feel good and make you happy, you're just going to be miserable in that relationship. You're going to be so very miserable. I'm trying to find Luke now 7. Luke 7. We always crying and stuff. We get in relationships and marriages and we start crying and, you know, all of that, feeling like, you know, the man is neglecting us and the man is not making us feel good. Or the man is not spending enough time with you and enough time with you. And, you know, you just start complaining. And once you start complaining, he's going to get unhappy and he's going to start saying, you complain too much. You nag too much. You know, I shouldn't have never married you. I shouldn't be with you because all you do is be emotional and all you want all my time and you want all of my life. I got to do everything to make you happy. And no, see, that's the problem. It shouldn't be like that. It should not be like that when you get in a relationship. When you get in a relationship, you're supposed to make your own self happy. You're supposed to be happy even before you get in one. You're supposed to be happy even. You're supposed to know your own soul, your own self, what it is that I got to do to please myself. Because I'm not going to wait on this man and look for this man to please me. I'm already be happy. I'm already be content. I'm already be my higher self. I'm already be my motivated self. I'm not going to need him to hug me to make me feel good. I'm not going to kiss me to make me feel good. I'm going to be feeling good on my own. And if he kiss me and hug me and do all the things that a man supposed to do to a woman, yes, I'll be more happy than what I am. See, the problem is you going into relationships with men and you don't even know yourself. You don't know yourself. You don't know nothing about you. All you know is you get up every day, woman, look good, to put your makeup on and make sure your weaves are in right, you know, cook some food for your children, you know, and then go to school or work or wherever you're going, and then you come back home. And that's all you know. That's all you're doing. Basically, that's your whole life. You ain't spending no time with God. You ain't spending no time in prayer. You ain't reading the word of God. You're not connecting to the universe, which, you know, the heavenly host, which is the angels. You're not connecting to the Father so he can show you yourself, your purpose, your divine purpose, what you're supposed to be doing in this life. Stop waiting on the men. Stop for the men to validate you, to affirm you, to make you feel beautiful, to make you feel attractive, to make you feel good. Stop it, women. Luke 7. You got to make your own self feel that way. You got to validate your own self. I don't need no man to tell me I'm beautiful. I already know I'm beautiful. I know I'm beautiful now. I don't have to wait on a man to tell me I'm beautiful and walking down the street and all of that, waiting on him to say something to me, looking at me. I'm beautiful. I'm already beautiful, and I know that. I don't need no man to tell me that. Luke 7. 36. Luke 7:36. So, you know, I'm just going to hold that one and we can come back to that one. Let's go to John 4. Let's go to John 4, 1 through 20. John 4, 1 through 20. And this was a woman here, a Samaritan woman. She was a Samaritan woman. John, St. John 4, verse 1. And therefore, Yeshaya, I don't call him Lord because I call him by his Hebrew name. He was a Jew, so I call him by his Hebrew name or his Jew name. When therefore Yeshaya knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yeshaya made the baptism made and baptized more disciples than John, though Yeshaya himself baptized not but his disciples, then left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must need to go through Samaria. So Samaria is in Palestine. It's another part of Israel. So the Son of God was walking, going through Samaria. Then coming he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Yeshaya, therefore being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. It was the sixth hour. It was like 12 p.m. He got tired. He was walking. So he was just sitting down on the well. There, verse 7 of John 4. There come a woman of Samaria, okay, to draw water. Yeshaya said to her, give me to drink. So this woman come to the well to draw some water. And Yeshaya, the son of God, was sitting there on the well. So Yeshaya told the woman, give me some water to drink. For his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Yeshaya answered, verse 10, and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So Yeshaya is saying, woman, you don't even know who I am, and you don't even know who you're talking to. I am someone that can give you living water. Living water right there means eternal life. Eternal life. That's why the Son of God came. He came to give the children of Israel eternal life. He died so they can have eternal life and a way to be forgiven for their sins. So he said, you don't know who you're talking to, woman. I can give you some water. It's going to be living water. Verse 11. St. John 4, the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has thou that living water? So she wants that living water that he talking about, and she don't even understand what he's saying. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drink thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Yeshaya answered, verse 13, and said unto her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. See, this woman right here, the Samaritan woman, she had a problem. And her problem was with men. Her problem was with men. She had so many men. She had like five husbands. Five. So this woman was going from man to man to man to man to man. For what? Trying to find happiness. Trying to find love, trying to find something that she could have got from her own very self. But she spent all her life, all her time, all her energy, all her everything from man to man to man to man to man. And guess what? She ended up empty. Man. And that's why I said to myself yesterday, ain't no man never loved me. I began to look at my life. I began to look at all my relationships, each one of them, how they treated me. What did they do in the relationship? How did they make me happy? Was I happy? What did they do to make me feel good? Did they respect me? Did they love me? Did they honor me? Absolutely not. They didn't do none of those things. None of them. And you women are going through the same exact thing that I went through. Why? Because we need to love ourselves. We need to get to know ourselves. We need to get to know our God, our creator. The woman at the well right here, the Samaritan woman, it was what the Son of God was really saying to her. You had all these men and all these husbands and all these boyfriends, but you don't know nothing about yourself, and you don't know nothing about God the Father. You don't know nothing about your creator. So what I want to do for you, woman, I want to give you some water that's going to be a well, a spring of water inside of your soul. I'm going to give you something that's going to help your soul. See, I'm not going to give you something that all the men gave you, all the boyfriends gave you. I'm not going to give you that because all the stuff that they gave you couldn't do nothing for you in your life. All it did is made your life worser, made you worser, okay? Disconnected you from your Father God, disconnected you from yourself. But what I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you something for your soul. I'm going to give you eternal life. So your soul, when you die and leave this world, you can live forever. I'm going to give you something that's going to actually help you that those men couldn't give you. All they could give you was sex. All they could give you was sex. All they could do is take you out to dinner. All they could do to you is hug you in your bed. All they could do to you is say they love you, but yet not showing you real love. They couldn't give you nothing to make you happy. And that's why you got so many husbands. Because the one you had didn't make you happy. The first one didn't make you happy. The second, the third one, the fourth, none of them made you happy. But I'm going to give you something for your soul. See, women, this is what we need. We need something for our soul. That's what we need. Something for our inner man. Something for our conscience. Something for our higher self. Something for our higher being. That's what we need. Okay, listen to me. So I'm reading John 4 about the Samaritan woman. I'm on verse 14. For whosoever drink, he says, of the water that I should give him should never thirst. But the water that I should give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 15 of St. John 4. The woman said unto him, sir, please, sir, give me this water. I need this water. If this water going to make me feel good, if this water going to make me feel happy, if this water going to make me feel love, if this water going to make me feel peace, if this water going to make me feel beautiful, if this water going to connect me to God, my Father, if this water going to give me something that I ain't never felt in my life of no man, please give me this water, sir. Please give me this water. I need this water. Because I've been looking and I've been searching and I've been opening up my leg and letting all kind of Dick, John, Harry, Bob, Sam run up in me looking for love, looking for admiration, looking for peace, looking for honor, looking for joy. I've been letting all these men run up in me, and I'm still not happy. Please, sir, please, what do I got to do to get this water? So she's emotional right now. She's very emotional right now, women, because she wants this water so bad. And she willing to do anything in this world right now to get it. Because he said this water going to give you everlasting life. Mean that when you die and leave this world, you still going to live. I definitely want that water. I definitely want to know my higher self. I definitely want to get in touch with my higher self. I definitely want to connect with my soul, my conscience, my inner man to get to know myself so I can connect to my Father and get that everlasting life. Them men ain't going to do it for you, women. They are not So don't waste your time on no more weeds. You don't put enough weeds in your hair. You don't put all kind of color or weave in your hair, green, pink, purple, blue, black, blonde, all kind of long eyelashes, blonde eyelashes. You don't get all that stuff. All kind of booty shorts, going butt naked, walking in and walking down the street with some stuff on that they can see everything you got, your titties, your ass, your booty. You don't got booty shots. You don't got fake eyelashes, fake eyebrows. You don't inject your lips with to make them blow up so they can look big. So when you suck the man dick, I'm not here to hold you up, ladies. When you suck the man dick, the man can actually see that you got some big lips going on his penis. Okay, because you've been told, black woman, you've been told that a black man love a woman with big fat lips to suck his penis. So you go out to the doctor and get you some injections in your lips so your lips can look so fat and juicy. So when he see you, he'll be like, oh man, look at sister. Sister banging with them lips. I know she can go down on me real good, bro. I know she can clap a bro up quick. So you run to get your lips injected. All the stuff you going to do just for a man that ain't going to never love you. No matter what you do, women, they never going to love you. Why? Because you must love yourself first in order for them to love you. In order for that man to love you, you got to love yourself first. He ain't gonna never see you as beautiful. He ain't gonna never see you as great. He ain't gonna see you as wonderful. He ain't gonna never see you as none of that. Why? Because you are not that. You are not that, women. You ain't not, you are not that because you don't love yourself. You don't know yourself. You don't admire yourself. You don't honor yourself. You don't respect yourself. You disrespect yourself. You torture your body. Booty shots. Lip injections. You torture yourself just to have a man to holler at you and look at you and say he want to marry you and be with you. No, I'm not doing none of that. I don't need no booty injection, no weed. I don't want nothing. I strip myself, women. I strip myself. It's been 10 years that I have stripped myself down. Now I'm starting to realize that I must love myself and get my mind off these Negroes, niggas. I'm a black woman, yes. So I'm going to make part two. They cut me off. I'm going to make part two. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. But anyway, y'all get the point, what I'm trying to say to you ladies today. Cut it out. Just like the Samaritan woman, the woman was in Jerusalem, Israel, the woman at the well. She didn't know nothing about herself. She didn't know nothing about nothing. She didn't even know that there was a such thing as eternal life. Because she was so caught up in the men's lives, all the men. She was caught up into making them happy. She was caught up into pleasing them. She was caught up into making their life good. She was caught up into loving them. She was caught up into admiring them. She was caught up into motivating them. She was caught up into making her life beautiful for them. She was never caught up into her own self. And that's what God wants for you women. That's what the Father wants, the God of Israel. He wants you to get caught up into your own self so you can get caught up into him. And he can give you eternal life when you leave here. And he can make your life beautiful. He can make you happy. He can make you feel good. He can make you beautiful. You don't have to wear no weave. You don't have to wear no makeup. You don't have to get no lymph and jet, none of that. He can give you exactly what you need, ladies, to make you feel like you look better than Beyonce 100 times. And I'm telling you what I know. Because he done did it for me. He done did it for me. I've been natural now for 10 years. I don't wear makeup. I don't wear lipstick. I don't wear nothing but beautiful garments to make myself beautiful. I know I'm beautiful now. And yesterday when I figured out, that was a revelation to me. There ain't no man never loved me out of all the stuff I did for those men. My husband, all the stuff I did for that man. Oh, my God. That man never loved me. That man, only thing that man called me, all kind of names, all kind of stuff in the book. Oh, yeah, you bitch. Oh, you ain't nothing but a hoe. Y'all know how black men talk. Y'all know how black men do us. White women, too. Y'all men ain't no good either. They ain't no good either. They end up divorcing you and going to get some other woman and all of that. And come on, they ain't no better than the black man. They're just a different color. But the black man is just a little more deeper. He's just a little more deeper when it comes to the black woman. He called the black woman everything in the book. Everything he can think of, he named that black woman. You ain't shit, bitch. You ain't shit, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, hoe. Fuck you. I should have never married your ass, bitch. You ain't shit. You ain't shit to me. I married you anyway just because I wanted something from your ass, hoe. I ain't never wanted you, bitch. Fuck you. I don't need you. Bop, bop, bop. Then he going upside your head. Yeah, I know you was out with that nigga the other night, and you ain't did nothing. You ain't did nothing. Yeah, I know you cheated on me. Bop, bop, bop. Slapping you upside your head. Beating your ass down like a dog. Got four or five women, three women. How many women he want? No. This is not worth our time. Any more women. Wake up. Love on yourself. It's time for us to heal. Go do some deep meditation, and I can teach you that. I can teach you some meditation. Clear your mind of all the blockage, all the baggage, all the hurts, all the pains, all the depression, all anxiety, all the fear, all the torment that you've been through in your life, even from a little girl up to now. We got to heal now. We got to clear ourselves. We got to clean ourselves out. And once we do that, the men will not be able to resist us. I guarantee you. Not only our beauty. We're going to get all the weeds off of us. We're going to take all the stuff off of us. Yeah, you can keep your fingernails on because I like fingernails because my nails don't look good. My nails don't look good. So I think I'm still in overtime right now. I think I'm still here. Let me check. If I am, I good. I can finish this. Let me see if I'm still on overtime. Yes. So I hope y'all understanding what I am saying to y'all late. And I know you are. So back to John. Let's see. Maybe that was something else. Hold on. Let me check. Oh, it's Luke 30. Oh, it's Luke 7. Luke 12. Okay, I don't know. But anyway, back to John. So this woman, a Samaritan woman, okay? The Samaritan woman, right? The Samaritan woman. It's time to cleanse ourselves, ladies. I want you to do this. God the Father wants you to do that. Take all that weeds out of your hair and put it in the trash. Put it in the trash. You don't no more. And I can hear a lot of women say, oh, my hair is so short. Oh, my hair is so bald. I got patches all over my hair. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. You did that to yourself trying to look good for a man. You wasn't trying to look good for your own self. No way. It was always about a man. It was always about every time you put the weave in, it was for a man. It wasn't for you. It wasn't for you. It was not for you. So you did that to yourself. So guess what? Just shave all your head bald. Shave all your hair bald, okay, ladies? Shave it all bald. all of it, shave it bald, and you're just going to start from scratch and get you some big, pretty earrings, some big, pretty earrings, no makeup, nothing, no eyebrows. Take the eyebrows, cut them eyebrows off, and just let your regular eyebrows grow natural, okay? Don't get no more lip injections. This is the last injection that you done got. No more lip injections. Don't get no booty shots. If you haven't did that, don't do that. Don't even let that be in your mind to do that. Because you know what? You ain't doing nothing but killing your eternal soul. You killing yourself. You killing your eternal soul. You disconnecting yourself from your own self, your very own existence. You can disconnecting yourself from that. You pleasing your flesh, your outer man. That's who you pleasing, your outer man, your flesh. Your flesh. Your flesh cannot live for eternity, only your soul. So we need to work on our soul right now. We need to work on our soul. Make our soul beautiful. Make our soul pretty. Make our soul happy. Make our soul feel joy. Make our soul feel peace. Make our soul feel wonderful and strong and connected to God the Father. And guess what? After we do that, we ain't going to need no man, because we're going to be so content and we're going to be so happy and we're going to be so peaceful within ourselves. And guess what? If we want a man after that, we will attract the right man. I hope y'all got that. We will attract the right man. We will actually attract a man that really, really gonna love us. Yeah, the right man. So throw the weeds away. Get rid of all this stuff. Get rid of the booty shorts and the cut-off mini dresses and the stuff showing all your titties and the stuff showing all your back out and your ass out. Get rid of that, okay? Trash it. Burn it. Burn it. It don't matter how much it costs. Burn. Don't even give it to nobody. Burn the weave hair. Burn the harlot whole clothes. Burn the whole shoes. Burn all that stuff. Because guess what? Them men ain't doing nothing looking at you like you a hoe anyway. And that's why they don't want you. Because you look too much like a hoe. You look too much like a hoe, lady. They don't want no hoe. Don't no real man want no hope, okay? You look like whores. You only going to attract garbage men because you look like whores. I'm telling you, I looked it like a hoe all my life, ladies. I looked it like a hoe all my life. I dressed it like a hoe all my life with minis, cut out stuff, cut out this showing, everything showing, my booty showing, all kind of stuff showing, and oh yeah, just hoping a man will holler at me. It was all about a man hollering at me. I wasn't nothing but a hoe. I dressed straight up like a hoe. And all the men that I attracted, they were nothing but whoremongers. All they wanted was sex. All they wanted was some pussy. All they wanted was some money. All they wanted, whatever they can get out of you. Yeah, they'll stay with you 5 years. They'll stay with you 10 years. They'll stay with you 20 years. Long as they can get something from you to validate them and to make them feel good and to make them feel that they in control and not you, they'll stay with you 50 years. You attracted whoremongers because you dress like whores. Weave ain't nothing but whole hair. Listen to me, ladies. Weave ain't nothing but whole hair. So we're going to get rid of all of that stuff. We're going to get rid of it. Cut your hair bald. Get you some big, pretty earrings. Yes, I only wear beautiful attire now. I don't wear nothing above my knees. All my dresses might in fact hit my ankle. Yes, and the men love it so much. They love it. Oh, you're so beautiful. Men and women, children, everybody. Oh, you're so beautiful. Why? Because I'm natural. I don't got on no weed. I don't got on no whole clothes. I ain't got on no stilettos. I ain't got on none but some sandals or some flip-flops or some kind of pretty little flat shoe on my feet. Nice jewelry all over. Okay? My hair is natural. Well, I got a head wrap on. 10 years I've been doing this, lady. And if I've been doing it 10 years, so can you. And yes, I have found out so much about myself within them 10 years. I have found out so much about myself. And guess what? I'm going to read a little bit more of the story. I told you I'm coming back and make two. Guess what, ladies? Guess what? Within them 10 years that I stripped myself down from all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, weeds and all that stuff, fake hair wigs and all of that, within them 10 years, of me trying to be different, me trying to be the queen, beautiful queen that I know that I am, I end up getting with another man. I end up getting with another man and stayed with him 10 years. And he was a narc. He was a narcissist, women. He was a narc. And I didn't even know he was no narc because I didn't know nothing about no narc. He was a narc, okay? And, you know, I would dress up and, you know, to look beautiful. And, you know, every time we walk down the street and stuff, people stop us, want to take pictures of me. And, you know, family want to take pictures of me, admire my beauty, admire me that I'm natural, beautiful, no makeup, no nothing on. And every time people want, oh, let me take a picture of you. Let me take a photo of you. Oh, you look so beautiful. Okay. And every time, yeah, I could see him getting jealous of that. Because, see, a narcissist, they got to be the grandiose. They got to be the ones that somebody admire and get admiration to. I stayed with that narc 10 years. You know what? And I was so very miserable, women. I was so miserable. Oh, my God, women. I was so very miserable with that man. I'm not with him no more. I just left. I just got rid of him about 5 months ago, 4 months. I'm sick of him. I told him, no, I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more. You know what he told me? Oh, I thought we wasn't going to never separate. I thought we were going to never, ever leave each other. I said, no, I don't want you no more. See, women, I got up enough nerve. I got enough self-confidence within my own self to walk away from that terrible relationship. I used to lay next to that man in the bed and it felt like I was laying by myself. Felt like I was laying by myself. I didn't feel nothing from him. I felt numb. I felt so numb. And I said, no, I cannot go another 10 years like this. I can't even go another month like this. I got to get out of this. And that's what I did. And I feel so much wonderful and so much better. And right now I am a single woman. Single woman waiting on my twin flame to come back. He ain't left. He's just somewhere acting insane. He's just somewhere acting insane, going through his own self, my twin flame. Yes, I have a twin flame. But I'm not here to talk about him today. But for anybody that know about twin flames, that's the only one can really love you the way that you need to be loved. Why? Because he just like Adam and Eve. Y'all just like Adam and Eve. One soul and two bodies. Adam and Eve made each other so happy in the garden. They were so happy. They were so in love. Oh, they were so content and beautiful together. To be honest with you, your twin flame, the one that was created with you when you was born, when you was created in this earth, he's the only man or woman in this world that can give your soul some admiration, some love, some everything, because it's just your own soul. I ain't going into that. That's another broadcast. So look at here. Let's go back to John. So the woman at the well, right? Come on, ladies. I need y'all to do this. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to strip yourself down. But I got rid of that man. Because you know why? Every time I put on my clothes to look good and to look beautiful, naturally beautiful like I know I am, he, oh, you ain't all of that. You think you do all of that in a bag of chips. This is the kind of stuff this sick narcissist man used to say to me, lady, oh, you think you all of that in a bag of chips. You ain't all of that. Why you want to wear all of that? You know, because I wear my big, beautiful hair wraps or something like that and put on a lot of jewelry or something like that. He, why you want to wear all of that? Why you want to look all like that? This man was cramping my style, people. He was cramping my style so very bad. I start losing interest in my own self. I start losing interest in dressing myself. I start losing interest even in getting my nails done and my feet done. I start losing interest in making myself feel beautiful and looking beautiful. I start getting depressed. I start feeling miserable. I start feeling out of touch with myself and out of touch with my God. Because women, when you get out of touch with yourself, that's when you lose focus and disconnecting yourself from God the Father. That's why it's so important for you to love yourselves, women, so you can be connected to your higher purpose, your higher being, which is God the Father, to the heavenly host. So I got rid of him. I said, nah, bro, you know what? I want out of this. I want out of this relationship. I want out of this marriage. Mm-mm. It was a marriage. I got out of it, ladies. I got out of it. Mm-mm. I got tired of being hurt. I got tired of feeling like I was nobody. No. And he called me right now and today, all the time. What you doing, Elisha? What's up with you, Elisha? Bruh, ain't nothing up with me, but Elisha loving on Elisha, and Elisha taking care of Elisha, and Elisha doing what Elisha got to do for Elisha. We still friends, but I don't want him no more. John 4. Let me see if I'm still going, ladies. So if for anybody that's listening to this, I have a YouTube channel. The name of my YouTube channel is Queen Elisha Beauty Coach and Mentor. Beauty Coach and Mentor. You can check me out on there, all my videos, if you like. John chapter 4. Let's go back to this. And it says, John 4, verse 15. This woman said unto him, sir, give me this water. Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Yeshua said unto her, go call thy husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yeshua said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, but thou hast had five husbands, and he whom now thou now hast is not thy husband, and that says thy truly. So he told this woman, he said, go get your husband, woman, and I'll give you that everlasting water that you asked for. She said, I ain't got no husband. No, she had had five husbands. See, up under the Hebrew or Jew Israelite culture is this. When you have sex with someone, they become your husband. Or she become your wife. So up under the Hebrew culture, The children of Israel, the 12 tribes, up under the law. When you have sex with someone, they become your husband. So the Son of God was telling her, woman, you got five husbands because you don't have sex with five men. You don't have relationships with five men. So they are your husbands. Because sex ain't nothing but marriage up under the Hebrew culture. That's all it is. Bro, you don't have five husbands. So this woman went from one man to the next man to the other man to the other man. And he said, the one you with now, that's not your husband. Because guess what? That's another woman's husband. So she was committing adultery. She was committing. She had five husbands. She wasn't with them no more. Because see, they didn't want her. They did not want her. They did not want her. Yes, that's how it is in a relationship, lady. It ain't that you don't want the man. You want the man. You desire the man. But it's just that the man starts showing you that he don't want you. He's not interested in you. He start looking at television. He start watching football. He start hanging out with his friends a lot. He start sitting on one end of the couch and you sitting on the other end of the couch. He start going in the bed. He start turning his back until you rolling over. You on one side of the bed and he on the other side of the bed. He start losing interest in you. Why? Because you don't know yourself. And you're not connected to your higher being, your soul, your frequencies, your vibrations, your energy. Your energy, your beautiful energy, your beautiful soul, your beautiful self, your beautiful wisdom, your beautiful knowledge, your beautiful understanding. So you can give this man something that he ain't never felt before in his life. That's why God the Father is telling us, ladies, today that we need to fall in love with ourselves, which is our soul, our inner being, our conscience. And then we need to fall in love with him. We need to connect with him. Get to know him. Spend your time with him. Spend your life with him. Loving on him. So the woman had five husbands. And none of them husbands made her happy. Can y'all hear me? How many husbands you don't have? How many men you don't have? And you still today looking for another one. It doesn't matter how many you get. They all going to do the same thing. Absolutely nothing to make you happy and satisfied. They don't know how to love you. Why? Because they not connected to their own self. They not connected to their own self. They don't even know they self. They know nothing about they self, the men. They don't know nothing about who they are and what they, that's why they all look like little boys. They wear these little ugly little t-shirts and stuff they wearing. And I don't even know why you women attracted to men today. I don't really know why you women, why we still attracted to them. But I'm starting to lose attraction for a man today. You know why? Because I don't like the way they dress. I don't like the way they are. I don't like the way they perceive things. I don't like the way they present themselves to a woman. I don't like none of that stuff about them. They wear these little ugly little t-shirts, these little ugly little blue jeans, and these ugly little shorts, and they thinking they looking good because they got some Jordans on their feet or they got a beater on. Or, you know, no. How a man supposed to dress. And this is not how a man supposed to look. They are little boys. They are little boys, women. You are actually falling in love with a little boy if you don't know that. And then when you get in a relationship with them, hey, that's what you see, that little boyish attitude that they got. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I don't feel like talking. I'm not in the mood to talk. We're going to pick John back up in part two because they're going to cut me off. I don't feel like talking to you today. I'm busy. I got something to do. I'm going in here and watch television. I just got out of work. I'm tired. See what I'm saying? Because if they knew who they was, if they was connected to their highest man's self, their soul, their conscience, their being, the universe, the God of Israel, the creator, if they was connected, see, they wouldn't get tired of you. They wouldn't disrespect you. They wouldn't talk nasty to you. They wouldn't know how to love you and treat you and honor you and respect you and make you happy. It's because they not happy. So if you with somebody, they not happy, how they going to make you happy? All the relationships that I was with in my life from little girl all the way up until now, they was not happy and they did not know their self. And because they didn't know their self and they wasn't happy, they couldn't do nothing for me to make me happy. So this is the problem. Everybody got to go back to Adam and Eve, to knowing their own self, their soul, connecting to their self, their higher being, their higher conscious, digging into yourself, digging into your soul, digging into your mind, digging into your spirit, meditating, getting all that hurt and pain and stuff out of your childhood, what you went through, molestation, rape, all kind of stuff you went through to get to know yourself. I can read a little bit more, John. So I would like to form. I would like to form, matter of fact, on August the 21st, I am going to do a retreat, an online retreat, an online retreat. And it's going to be, it's called Queen Beauty Day. Queen Beauty Day, and it's going to be an online retreat. It don't have to be in person all the time for a retreat. We can do an online retreat, and that's what I'm going to do. And we're going to go into some steps and some admirations and some we're going to start doing some confessions, and we're going to go into some really trying to understand where we lost ourselves at. Where did we lose our true self at? Our true identity. When did we lose it? Where did we lose it, ladies? What happened to us? That we don't know who we are. That we accept, like the woman at the well, she accepted those men mistreating her, disrespecting her, not loving her. And she went from one man to the next looking for the right one, and she never did find him till she met the Son of God. That's when she found the right man, because he made her see herself. He made her see who she really is. Only God the Father can help us find ourselves, the universe, which is the holy angels. Okay, ladies? So we're going to do a retreat online on October the 21st, Queen Beauty Day, to love on yourself. That's what we're going to call it, to love on yourself day. And we're going to do some confessions. We're going to do go through some memories and try to bring up some stuff from our past, like our childhood, and see exactly where we lost ourselves. I know where I lost myself now. I lost myself when I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, I lost myself. I lost my identity. I lost my true purpose, my true destiny in this life. Why the God of Israel put me in this earth? I lost that when I was a little girl. See, we got to go back We got to go way, 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 way deep down within ourselves and pull all of that junk that's got all our life hid. See, our real true identity of who we are as women, it is hid in all that clutter, all that junk, all that molestation, all that rape, all that abuse, all that pain, all that depression, all that misery, all that stuff we went through as children, all that growing up with your parents being alcoholics and your dad was an alcoholic. Your dad never spent no time with you. Your dad never came to see you. You hid your true identity. You hid yourself with all of that clutter and all of that junk and all that stuff that we went through. Our true identity, our soul, our true purpose, our true life is hidden so far down beneath all of that garbage with the men on top of it, making it worser to find ourselves. We still looking for ourselves. I've been looking for myself since I was a little girl. I used to just cry because I couldn't understand. Well, who am I? What do I supposed to do? Why am I feeling like this? Why I'm not happy? Why I feel so sad? I'm just 10 years old. I'm just 8 years old. Why I feel so miserable and lonely and rejected? And we go out and get little boyfriends and stuff like that to try to make us feel better and all of that, have sex with them, and that never did work. And we kept doing that throughout our life as young women, you know, in our young adult life. We kept looking for men. Listen to me, ladies, please. We kept looking for men to take away the pain. We kept looking for men to take away the hurt. We kept looking for men to take away the sadness and the loneliness and the miseriness. We kept looking for men to make us feel good, to fill a void that was inside of our soul, that was inside of our life, that was inside of our heart. And guess what? They could never do it because they are messed up too. So they got to heal their own self also. So it's just like the woman at the well. She kept running around Jerusalem, laying up with all kind of men, trying to feel happy, trying to feel good. So we went from little boys all the way up to men, trying to feel like a woman supposed to feel. And we could never feel it. Trying to feel like a little girl, supposed to feel happy and feeling good about herself and loving about herself. We never could feel it, ladies. Now we are miserable. Now we're miserable. Why? Because you got a lot of women crying right now. Crying. Suffering. Why these men don't want? I don't did everything. I don't put so many weaves in my hair that my own hair is bald now. I don't even got no hair left to put no weave in. Stop it, ladies. Please stop it. Don't put no more. Shave all your hair off and get you some earrings, beauty, and walk around like that. I guarantee you, you'll get a man to look at you. I guarantee you. Right now, we don't even want no men. We want ourselves. We want our true identity. We want our sole purpose in this life. We want who we're supposed to be in this earth. We want ourselves. But look what the woman at the well, because they haven't cut me off yet, and I can probably still try to finish this. And I do want to make a part two because I have another scripture that I want to read. Maybe I can finish. Let me see. Verse 16 of John 4. Shut up. Yeshaya said unto her, go call thy husband and come here. And she said, I don't have no husband. He said, I know. You got five of them. Verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Yeshaya said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour come when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. You shall worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. That's a whole nother lesson. I ain't going into that. But the hour come, verse 23 of St. John 4, and now is when the true worshipers shall come. The Father, and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's the part where we need to get connected to our Father and love our Father. That's the part there. Loving our Creator. Worshiping our Creator. Understanding what our Creator wants us to do as women. As women. Understanding our Creator. You see how the Creator went after the woman at the well? To turn her life around, to turn her around, to wake her up, to make her understand she had wasted all her life with all them five husbands. What you need with another relationship? He said, the one you with, that ain't even your husband. That's somebody else's. She kept on trying to validate herself with a man. That's why you women work so hard to get careers and PhDs and doctor's degrees and all that. You're trying to validate yourself, meaning that you want to look so good in the eyes of a man. Because it's going around now that you want a high value man. You want to look so good in the eyes of a man, like you're a high value woman, that he can't resist you. I don't care how many PhDs, college degrees, big houses, cars, and money in the bank you got, companies, it doesn't matter. The only thing going to make you a high-value woman is that you know yourself, your inner being, which is your soul. You get connected to your higher self, your higher purpose, what you're supposed to be doing in this life of God. Why did he here? He didn't put you here for no education and college and all that stuff. See, you got to get connected to your higher purpose and connect to your soul. And then you will be and connect to your Creator. Not just, I love you, God, and you go to church. Not that. No. Digging deep within and cleansing and healing yourself from all of those wounds, hurts, and pains that you have been through in your life. And then we can get connected to the Creator and to our soul purpose and our higher being and our higher self and the universe and the angels. And then we can even get connected to our twin flame like that. And that's why a lot of you going through twin flames, running away from you, blocking you, and all of that. Yes, because you still got things within that you got to deal with. Because, see, your twin flame is just your soul. It's just your soul. Like Adam and Eve, they was one soul. So you got to clean yourself up and get connected the right way to the Creator, the Father. And then your twin flame going to come, your soul, and connect with you, and you're going to be one from that day on. Clean all that stuff out. All of that stuff, all them bad relationships you've been through with men, how they hurt you and did you wrong, beat on you, abused you, tortured you, tormented you, pulled down your self-esteem, pulled your motivation down. You got to get rid of all of that. And then your twin flame, your soul, going to want to come and connect with you and be with you. He ain't going to want to come to you, or she ain't going to want to come to you in the condition that you are in right now. Because remember, The twin flame is your soul. And it don't want to get connected to you. It's got to get connected to your soul. So you got to clean out yourself to get your soul operating in your life, which is your own self. So John 4, he said, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And they worship him, must worship him. Okay, verse 25 of St. John 4. The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Yeshua said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I am the Messiah, he's saying. I am the Mashiach in the Hebrew. I am, he's saying. So that's why I'm telling you everything about your life, because I am the Messiah. I am the Son of God. And I know exactly what you've been going through, woman, all your life, trying to find a man to love you and appreciate you and accept you and want you and all of that. And he just do nothing but throw you like a dog to the curb, all of them. When they get what they want and they feel like they satisfied, they throw you to the curb, okay? And they come up with these little stupid excuses like, you know, I just don't grow out of you. I just don't grow out of you, and I don't feel you like I used to feel you no more. You know, I don't feel you. I don't grow out of you. I don't think me and you doing good right now. We need to separate. You need to go find somebody else. And some of them stay married to you 15, 10, 20 years. I told you I stayed married for a very long time. Okay? And yes, and they don't leave you, but they treat you like you are next year trash. Next year trash. And I'm not talking for all marriages. I don't even know one marriage that's good. You got some people coming on YouTube talking about, yeah, our marriage is good. We went through this and we went through that, but now it's okay. No, there's no marriage in this earth that is good. They stay married together and all of that, but believe me, they go through living hell to get to that 50 years. Because the only way a relationship gonna ever be good, ladies, women, is that you and the man find yourself like Adam and Eve found themselves in the garden, and they was one soul. He said, you are bone of my bone. You are flesh of my flesh. You shall be called woman, because you was taken out of the man. So they was twin flames. They was twin flames. They was one soul and two bodies. That's the only way that you're going to ever find a good, wonderful, true love and marriage and a good relationship and be made up in heaven, and the universe is happy and the creator is happy and everything is happy and everything is good. Even Abraham went through stuff with Sarah, his wife. Sarah wanted him to get another woman and have a baby and all of that. So no, Adam and Eve was the perfect couple. They was the perfect couple on earth. They was one soul in that garden. They was immortal. So you need to make yourself immortal right now, woman. The man needs to make himself immortal. Not saying that you kill yourself or nothing like that. I'm just saying, get in touch with your soul and let your soul, which is your conscience, rule your life, guide your life, lead your life, tell your life what to do, tell your life where to go, tell your life what you got to do to be happy, to be complete, to be satisfied with your life. Because you keep buying all that stuff, the Gucci bags and going to the mall and all that stuff, going to buy more clothes and more weaves and more shoes and more this. That stuff ain't going to never, ever make you happy. And guess what? You feeding your flesh, not your soul. So your soul just lay inside of you, dormant, empty. Can't do nothing to help you because you're not feeding your soul. You started feeding your flesh. Making your flesh happy, making your own self happy, but not your soul. Because your soul, like I told you earlier, they can care less about that stuff. All your soul wants you to do is meditate and be into yourself and be natural, natural. Strip yourself down. You got to be natural for your soul. Your soul don't want no weeds. Your soul don't want no manners and all that. You got to be like the Bible tell a woman she's supposed to look. That's how you got to look, to make your soul happy with you. So the soul can take over your body and your mind and everything. You got to look the way the Bible tells. Your woman got to dress modestly. Said nothing about no weave hair and all that stuff. You want your soul to take over your being. You got to change the way you look. You got to change the way you think. And you got to change the way that you are. And stop thinking about these men. They can't do nothing for you. They can't do nothing for you. They can't even do nothing for their own self. They just little boys playing in the playground. They little boys playing in the playground. They make me think about when I was a child growing up. That's all it is, little boys playing in the playground. They just grown down. They just tall. They still got on the same little shirts, the same little blue jeans, the same little haircuts. And all that stuff. They have not advanced in no kind of way. Why y'all want these men so much? What you want with them? They ain't going to do nothing to make your life a living hell. A living hell on earth. All of them. Yes. Explain again. He the only one or she the only one can make your life like you never... Like you, they the only ones can make you feel like you ain't never been born again. Because twin flame love is perfect. It's divine. It's one soul and two bodies. The twin flame, the soul know what it is that you need to be happy. You ain't got to tell your twin flame what to do to make you happy. They already know what to do to make you happy. Why? Because they are you and you are them. I'm going to finish reading John, and they're going to cut me off. I already know. But anyway, verse 27, and upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Why thou talkest with the woman? Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Why thou talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men. See, she knew all the men. Because she wasn't nothing but a hoe. She had all kind of boyfriends, all kind of husbands. She had five husbands. So every man in Jerusalem probably knew her. So she ran to the man and said, come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not he this he the Christ or the Messiah? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you don't know not of. He was already full from telling the woman her whole life and what she had to do to change and what he wanted to give her. He was already full because he did the will of his Father God. He didn't need no more food. He had just got through eating. He was full because he had did what his Father wanted him to do. He didn't need no regular food. He got spiritual food when he obeyed his Father. And that's another thing. Y'all women eat so much. Some of y'all getting fat, 300 pounds, 400 pounds. I know I was like 400 pounds at one time, women. 400 pounds. I done lost about 200 pounds, okay? Like, I was so miserable living with a man, being in a relationship with my husband. I ate myself into oblivion. Going to the Christian church and all of that stuff. I ate myself into oblivion. I was so depressed. I was so miserable with my husband. So miserable. So miserable. He only had bad things to say about me. He never had nothing. I was with him a very, 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 very long time. So stop eating so much because you're depressed. You eating and eating and eating and eating all that McDonald's and Burger King's and all them old hamburgers and church's chickens and stop eating all of that stuff. You got to get in touch with yourself now. You're not fat. Your soul is not fat. That's your flesh. Your soul is beautiful, pretty, wonderful. So, yeah, he didn't want no food. 33 of St. John 4. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going to say the other one for part two. Part two is going to be powerful. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because I got another Bible verse that's going to blow you out the water when I read it in part two of the same topic. Stay tuned to this broadcast. And he said unto them, verse 33, therefore said the disciples one to another, have any man brought him anything to eat? He was already full because he did what his father want him to do. You're going to do what the father wants you to do, ladies. Women, you're going to do what the father wants you to do. Connect with your own self, your higher being. And then you won't eat so much. Since I've been connected to myself and cleansing myself and getting connected to who I am and learning who I am and trying to get connected to my soul and clean myself, I don't even eat. I don't even eat meat no more. I don't eat meat anymore. I don't eat no more chicken and all that stuff. I don't desire it because I am connecting myself to my higher purpose, my higher frequency, my higher energy, my own soul. See, soul don't eat a lot. Soul don't eat a lot. This is how you know when your soul is in charge of your life. Because soul don't eat a lot. They don't have no sensuous appetite to eat all kind of food, meats, all kind of meats and stuff like that. I eat a lot of vegetables now. And I take herbs and all kind of things. But yes, he didn't need no food. He told him already full. So this is how you know your soul is in charge of your life. Because you ain't going to want all that old food. And you're going to want to spend time with God. You're going to want to spend time alone. Your mind focus on no man and what they got doing and what they going on and going to a club and going getting hooked up on Saturday night and Friday night and swagging yourself up and go out and try to find a man. You ain't going to want none of that when your soul is in charge of your life. It's because your flesh is in charge of you. Your flesh is in control. That's why you eat a lot and all of that stuff. And yes, verse 34 of John 4. Yeshua said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say you not there are yet 4 months and then come harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field. On the field, for they are white already to harvest. Verse 36 of St. John 4. And he that reapeth receive wages and gather fruit unto life eternal. That both he and the, let's go on down. Let's go down to verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman. See that? The woman went and told all her old boyfriends what she had just heard. How she had just drunk that water that gave her eternal life and connected her to her soul, her higher purpose, and her higher self. Then she began to do what God, the Father, put her in this earth to do. And then she stopped chasing all the men in Jerusalem. Y'all hear me, ladies? This is what you got to do, ladies. I can train you. I can help you. I can show you the way. I know what to do. I have healed myself. I have healed myself. I have healed my mind. I have connected myself to my inner being. I was able to divorce an abusive marriage, verbal abusive marriage, for 10 years because I found my higher self and I connected to who I am, Queen Elishaba. And I told that man, no, I don't want you no more. I don't need you. So the woman ran around Jerusalem and told all the men. So when the Samaritans were unto him, they besought him. Okay, and that's it. Verse 41 and 42. And many more believed because of his own words and said unto the woman, no, we believe not because of this saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the, okay. So what I'm saying here, now they get ready to cut me off. That woman at the well got healing that day. Women, sisters, got healing. Please, let me help you. Stop looking for these men. Stop looking for them to give you something to make you feel good. You must make yourself feel good and not with masturbation, okay? Connecting to your higher self, your higher frequency. The God that put you in this earth, that's all you need. That's all you need. See, the mind will play tricks on you and tell you you got to have a man and you need to be with a man and you lonely and, oh, I'm so lonely and, oh, man, I'm so lonely. I don't want to sleep alone tonight. And yes, that is a true emotion. That's the way a woman's supposed to feel when she's by herself and when she's sleeping, alone. You're supposed to feel like that. That is a true emotion for you to have. You cannot let that emotion overrule your life like it did the woman at the well, like it did Eve in the garden. She wanted that tree so bad. She wanted that piece of fruit on that tree so bad that she didn't even care what was the consequences behind her doing it. She already knew, God already told her, if you eat it, you're going to die. She didn't care that it, and then she had the serpent there in her ear. Y'all already know who the serpent is. That little voice that come in your mind telling you that, yeah, you need to go out to the club and you need to get dressed and put on your best mani and show all your titties and show you put the shortest booty shorts on you can find in your closet. Make sure you got the side cut out so they can see half of your butt cheek and see, that's that little voice. Put the weave on. Oh, you wore last week at the club, you wore the weave down to your back. This week, what we want you to do, we want you to go to the Chinese store and get a blue weave or a purple weave or blonde weave and have that weave come all the way down to the back of your and make it curly. You wore the straight one last week. See, these are the little voices, the little demons. Mm-hmm. the little demons, like the serpent was in the garden talking to Eve, telling her, oh, yeah, go ahead and bite it, Eve. It ain't going to do nothing to you. You're not going to die, Eve. God just know when you bite it, you're just going to know good from Eve. You're not going to die. So he convinced her because she was already curious about doing it. She just needed a little bit of push. So those are the demons that y'all women are hearing on Saturday night and Friday night. And when you go walking up down the street trying to get a brother to holler at you, you got to go out half naked and all of that stuff and go get a booty shot to make your booty. Go get a stomach tuck. Oh, I want my... Your stomach can look fat when you get your butt down there and do some sit-ups or drink some ginger tea every day and get a flat stomach. I talk to y'all on part two. Stay tuned. Talk to you later, ladies. Remember what I said. Get in touch with your own higher frequency, your soul, and yourself, and love on the Creator God. Like she began to love the Father. She loved the Father from that day on. She didn't care nothing about no more men. She only cared about finding her own self. Talk to y'all later.